Yo, yo, what's up? This your boy T-Lo from Next, and you listening to my boy Ricky Romance, No Filter, on iHeartRadio.
Yo, yo, T-Lo.
What's cracking?
What's up, man? I done finally caught up with the man himself, man. What's going on?
Oh, man, chilling.
It's been a whole year since I saw you, bro. Lovers and Friends was just...
A year ago next week.
Yeah, I know, but it's literally coming back up like next month.
No, it's like 2 weeks.
Oh my God, why didn't I just find out right now?
Next will be on the stage, bro. We happy to be there again. They brought us back.
So for everybody that's just tuning in, it's your boy Ricky Romance. I'm actually sitting here talking to one of my OGs right here. This is the legendary T-Lo. A lot of people know your songs, they know your records. I don't know how much they really know about y'all. When I met you, I was with my brother. It was, man,
years ago.
Yeah, I remember we came to your office. I think you had a real estate office off of Ventura Boulevard.
And yep, I sure did. Yeah, you're right.
I was just trying to figure out. I'm like, have you always been in real estate? Like, you, is it just you, or is it the, like, is it
So look, back then, right, mm-hmm. me and my man, Bernard Alexander, we was dibbling dabbling in real estate. We was actually learning the game back then.
But you had money to play with.
Yeah, I mean, you know, had a little something, but we was literally learning the game together, me and Bernard Alexander. He was actually our manager at the time, my group, Next. So we went there and trying to learn the game of the real estate, sell properties and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So that's why we was there. But yeah, I've been, man, y'all used to come to the house. Y'all came to my house. Remember, I used to live in Fontana across the street from Monty.
No. That must have been Raz and his group members.
It was. That's what I'm saying. Well, I guess they don't know the whole thing. Here we go. As everybody know, your little brother is like my little brother too. So
right, and they had the houses. The B2K had the houses with Chris and Marcus.
All that out there. Yeah. So I had a house out there too, across the street from them. Okay. So that's how my relationship started with your brother, with Raz and the boys, and then we met. You're right.
You just see him driving through the neighborhood?
Nah, so Chris, we had Chris at one point managing us as well. You know what I mean? So I met the guys. I met your brother and them through Chris. Then after I met them, they used to just come in my house. I'd be upstairs. I used to have a pool table upstairs on my second floor. So they come in the house and just start shooting pool, go in the refrigerator. They just come in the house and kicking it. You know what I'm saying? So
just turn the knob, huh?
And then we stayed in the apartment in Ventura.
Archstone.
I stayed in Archstone too. So that's how the relationship.
Wait, you stayed in Archstone, not off Bluffside?
Yes, I did.
What?
Yep, I stayed in Archstone, bro.
So if you was in Bluffside, then that was the same time when Raven and Simone stayed there too.
Exactly. She was my neighbor. We all lived in the same building.
And
yep, we stayed in the same building.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So that's the history of how me and you know, and then, you know, of course I met you, and then it's been, you know, it's what it is.
It's always been 100, bro.
For sure.
It's crazy, bro, that they're like that you're like this big star, bro, because it doesn't feel like it when I talk to you. You like so
I'm not.
And so
I'm not. Cause ooh. I'm not. Ricky, I'm not, bro. Here's the difference with me, man. Like, I made the music. The music didn't make me. So like I never really been caught up in the
Let me ask you, bro, how old were you when you actually started doing music?
Oh man, so you know me and Tweet are biological brothers. So we started in church singing. My mom had us in church like since the day we were born. So 2 years old, 3 years old, I was in the youth choir. Tweet was in the youth choir. So I was actually in the youth choir, and I was 6 years old, 7 years old, singing with the adult choir, leading songs. So we started off in church.
You know, so wait, y'all started off in church. Now y'all not Cali, right?
Nah. So me and Tweet is originally from Indiana, Gary, Indiana.
Oh.
So we was born in Gary, Indiana. Stuff got bad out there, you know what I'm saying? I love my home city, but we started seeing people, you know, dead bodies and people getting shot right in front of us. It was a lot.
Hey, y'all from Gary, Indiana. Ain't Michael Jackson from Gary, Indiana?
Yep. He's from 23rd and Jackson. We were from 25th and Fillmore. So a couple blocks over.
See LaRon Corner, literally.
Yeah. My mom and aunts went to school with them. Yeah.
Dude, when you think about Gary, Indiana, you think the Jacksons. Now you're next.
Yeah, we from Gary, man.
Wow. So, so tweet your brother, and so at what point did y'all link up with RL when he joined the group?
So
how did that?
I was 9 years old. My mother moved us out of Gary. I was 9 and Tweet was 6 going on 7. She moved us out of Gary for a better life. She moved us to Minnesota. So we were raised in Minnesota, St. Paul, Minnesota. So
that's Prince's hometown.
Exactly. So we raised in Minnesota. I have an uncle who's from Gary also that moved to Minnesota. He has a gospel group called James Gray and Company. So they were well known around the city. And RL went up to met my uncle. He wanted him to hear him sing because he knew that my uncle had a gospel group. You know what I mean? So my uncle told him, like, hey, my nephew sing. I should introduce y'all. So that's how that happened. My uncle called me over. He was like, hey, this kid over here, Lavelle, he called him Lavelle. He's like, Lavelle over here. He said, I want you to meet this kid. I'm like, all right, I'm on my way. So me and my brother Tweet jumped in the car. Mind you, at this time, I'm hustling. I'm in the street. Like, me and Tweet, we in the streets.
So what, you was like 16 by then?
And I'm like, RL was 14. I was 18.
You're the oldest out of everybody.
Yeah, I'm the oldest. So I'm 8. We 2 years apart. 14, 16, and 18. So I'm 18, but I'm in the streets. I'm hustling. So I go over there. I hear him sing. And I'm like, dang, he dope. I told him. I was like, man, you can sing, bro. So he was like, I got a show this coming Saturday. He was in another group. So we go, me and my brother, we go see the show, and he stood out of everybody. I'm like, man, he dope. And I was told Tweet, I was like, man, I'm gonna try to get him with us. So we finally got, you know, talked to him, and he was like, all right, but I gotta bring my boy. So he brought his best friend, who's our brother now, our fourth member of Next, basically. He brought him with us, and we started the group. And this group was called Straightforward at first.
Oh, y'all came like, so a lot of groups came out with like 5-6 members.
Yeah, yeah, it was 4 of us.
Yeah, so it was 4 of y'all, and then y'all ended up on some Destiny Child shit, basically.
Yeah, we ended up 3, but here's the cold part. We still family with Shiloh. His name is Shiloh. We still family. That's our brother. He actually, after he left the group, he actually came out on tour with us as our road manager and our barber. So he didn't travel with us the whole time. Like, yeah, he's been with us ever since.
The way for the brotherhood.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, to this day,
y'all still family. I can too.
Yeah, we still family with him. So that's how that went.
So who do you actually give the credit to for getting y'all started?
I mean, I'm gonna give all 3 of us the credit, but I mean, you know, they would probably say me. Tweet and RL probably say me, but I'm going to give them the credit too, because it took all 3 of us to really hone in and focus on what we was doing. I was like the boot camp. I was militant. So I was teaching them harmonies, and I would do rehearsals and, you know what I'm saying, make sure our wardrobe was right for all the talent shows, because I was hustling. So
Would it be safe to say that you're the Michael Bivins of the group?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Definitely. I handle the business for us. You know what I'm saying? RL would call me and be like, hey, big bro, handle this. All right, I got it.
So when Live Nation sending deposits, whose account?
Oh, man, you know, I'm well, now we got management and, you know, all that type of stuff in place, but I'm still behind the scenes lightweight managing us, because I've done it since day one.
So somewhat self-contained, you guys.
I oversee everything.
So you micromanage everything.
I micromanage everything. I micromanage my manager. I micromanage everything. Tweet and RL, I micromanage them.
That's funny, man. That's funny.
So, brothers.
Owns the trademark to Next.
We all own it. All 3 of us.
Oh, that's
33 and a third.
Man, that's a bag right there, man. I had a dream that I was in Target, man, and they had the Next shirts, man. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, man. We all own it together. All 3 of us own it.
So, damn, so you're like 6, 7, you first start singing, tweaked your brother. I should have known that, but I wasn't a girl. I'm not a girl. I'm not a fan.
No, I get it. You must have seen our song.
So yeah, so I feel bad. Like I feel kind of embarrassed talking about all this. The homie right here, it's big bro and shit.
Yeah, tweet my little brother. That's my baby brother. Same mother, all that.
Damn. So I just cracked the 40. I just joined the 40 club. So you gotta be maybe like 2 or 3 years older than me. Like you can't be over 45, bro.
Man, you tripping. You want me to give you my real age?
How old are you, bro?
June 7th is my birthday.
You're a Gemini.
I'm a Gemini.
Like Raz.
That's why Raz, my love. That's my young boy. That's my young boy.
Gemini, man. Y'all. Hey.
We special people. What one won't do, the other one will.
I see that.
I turned 50 in June.
Damn, bro. Black don't crack, bro. That's crazy. I'll be 42 this year, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm blessed to see 50 because my lifestyle before the music was really rough. So I'm happy that I even made it to 50, bro. I'm happy that I'm going to see it. I didn't think I would be here.
Dang. Was the success overnight with Next, or was it, did y'all have to do hella meetings and hella shows before y'all?
We didn't have to do a lot of none of that. What happened was, in the beginning, we used to do talent shows around Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And we won every talent show, so we started getting banned from talent shows. Mm-hmm. So people wouldn't even want to get into talent shows if they knew we were going to be in it. So what they start doing, they would be like, okay, straightforward, y'all going to be special guests. So they'll have a talent show, and then they just let us perform at the end of it after it's over. So we was like, all right, cool. So after that, we met Naughty by Nature. You know how that went. We met Naughty by Nature in the Mall of America. And then I gave them our demo tape at their show at First Avenue on that Saturday. And on that Tuesday, KG from Naughty by Nature called me because he heard our demo and was like, man, y'all demo sick. And literally 2 days later, he flew us to New York, man.
So it's KG that gave y'all the break and helped to get signed.
KG is the DJ in Naughty by Nature. He's a producer of Naughty by Nature.
Right.
He's a producer. He produced Jaheim, Jahna, Coffee Brown. He produced Michael Jackson. He produced Biggie, all kind of everybody. So he signed us to his production company. Then we did Shaquem Compare, Shaquem with Flavor Unit, Queen Latifah. Flavor Unit. We was managed by Flavor Unit, and Shaquem and KG took us to Clive Davis and did a showcase. Clive Davis was at Arista Records at the time. So we did a showcase with Clive Davis, only one showcase in New York we did, and we got signed that night. Clive Davis walked up to us and was like, I'm signing you guys tonight. Welcome to Arista. We was like, thank you.
That's crazy. So
we're literally Clive Davis' only R&B group.
I remember that much because it was a big hype, man. Y'all came out of nowhere. So the first single was...
Butter Love.
What's the first single?
Butter Love.
Oh my God, how did I not remember?
Yeah,
you got Butter Love. The love that I want.
Yeah, Butter Love.
That's my shit.
Yeah, then we came back after that. We came back and hit you with two.
You got that Butter Love. Yeah,
pedicure with no cone.
Wait, what year was that?
97.
Damn, I was 10th grade at Westchester High School. I just was just barely started 11th grade.
Yep.
B2K had just barely got signed.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, Butter Love. And then we came with Too Close after that.
Oh, yeah. And then everybody been dancing to that song ever since. Bro, I posted something on my story this morning. Bro, I'm driving and something was weird. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, wait, what's going on? I'm listening to the radio. And your song is playing, but I'm like, I'm not recognizing that it's Next. I'm like, Jim. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, damn, I got this interview with T-Lo. I'm like, oh man, damn it. The song come. I'm like, this is confirmation. I'm like, yo, I'm about to talk to this big superstar guy.
Man, I'm not no big superstar, man. Stop that.
Oh man, you've been doing a lot of stuff for the community and just everything, man. You know what I mean? Like, bro, like it just like, man, everybody, T-Lo is like the neighbor from next door. Like
always. Cool. Yeah. Never gonna change.
That part right there. So how many hit singles does Next have? Do you guys have to date right now?
Bottle Love, Too Close, I Still Love You, Wifey, Beauty Queen. Imagine that. We got a song out right now with Naughty by Nature. We got a combined album with Naughty by Nature. We just dropped a single called That's Me. Next by Nature, That's Me. That's out right now on all platforms.
Oh.
But we got, I mean, man.
So the new record out, wait, y'all, you just named a handful. You just named a whole handful of hits, so...
Yeah, we got more, but you got to think, RL, my little bro, he wrote Jaheim's Just In Case. He wrote Jaheim's Anything. I mean, we like, he's a part of a lot of stuff, you know what I mean?
What?
Yeah. So, but right now, we got a combined project, Next and Naughty by Nature, called Next by Nature, and the first single is called That's Me. Video out. The song is on all platforms. We got a second video shot, second single coming out soon. So y'all go cop that. Look out for that.
So
we moving around.
Hey, wait. So next is about to hit the road again. Live Nation, Lovers and Friends, Las Vegas. Oh, yeah. One of the biggest concerts of the year, by far, for sure, probably is.
It is.
So wait, you guys have an album coming out. Next and Naughty by Nature, an album with both groups.
Correct, and it's called Next by Nature. Next by Nature.
Wait, hold on. So y'all singing, and then you got Tretch spitting. Never.
Vinny spitting, and man, look.
Never. Yeah. So what's going on? Like, man, like the 90s, everybody doing some real special shit. Like, that's really different.
Yeah, well, you know, that's family. So they put us in the game. So, you know, it was inevitable for us to come with them. Yeah, so, you know, they on our first album. What's the song called? I can't think of the name of the song. They on our first album.
So what, out of all the singles, which singles do you sing lead on?
Every one of them.
You heard the man? This is Michael Jackson, y'all.
Well, no, you know what? Let me rephrase. Every one of them besides Butter Love. Butter Love is RL. He did that whole record. That was his baby.
Oh, he bodied that record.
That's RL's baby. That Butter Love is his baby.
I thought that was you when I was listening to when that song came on. It was like, oh, you know, dancing like we never.
That's me. That's me.
With sex and...
Hey, that's man, you. Ricky, I got that grown man voice, man. The grown man. When you hit a grown man, that's me.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy. But honestly, bro, like I be like knowing people in the industry and then you be thinking like, oh, that's your homie. So you listen to the whole album and then it'd be like reasons for that reason why it'd be your homies. And then be like, not that you don't support your homies, but you don't never really cross your mind. Like, let me sit down and just digest the whole thing. It's like, I know him, you know?
Yeah. Sure. Like I told you, I ain't never going to change though. I'm a real one. Let me tell you what I tell people. I'm not an R&B nigga. I'm a nigga that sing R&B.
You're an R&B nigga in a rapper's body.
Exactly. I'm not an R&B nigga. I'm a nigga that sing R&B.
Man, all the shows y'all did, man, traveling, what would you probably say your worst show was? And what country?
Worst show?
Like the worst show, just something that you just can't forget. Like, what?
I wish I can do it again.
Just the worst, like.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you. We did a tribute on national TV to Luther Vandross.
Oh shit!
Us, Tyrese, Casey, and JoJo, our segment, right? And at the time, I didn't know that I needed throat surgery, so I kept wondering why I kept being hoarse. I couldn't sing; like, no vocals was coming out; like, it was bad. So I ended up. Long story short, I ended up having 4 throat surgeries. Couldn't talk for 2 years, no talking. I couldn't talk.
What?
And I sang and we performed this. We performed at Luther Vandross tribute and I had no vocals, bro.
You were lip-syncing.
I had to look over to RL like, help me. And he ended up having to sing my parts, bro, because I was struggling. Nothing was coming out. And I, after that show, I went to a specialist and they did throat surgery on me, bro. And I ended up getting wasn't ever supposed to sing again or talk. I got my voice back and man, that was the worst thing for me.
That kind of remind me, Mary Wells from Motown. Mm-hmm. Didn't something happen with her voice?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know.
And that's crazy. It was a movie of somebody else I saw.
Man, I couldn't talk for 2 years. You know how scared I was? Man, I was scared to death.
For 2 years, did you whisper? Like, you were able to talk, but you're like...
No talking. I had to write. Yes, write down stuff I wanted or had to say.
See, you never know what somebody else is going through, man. Yeah. You just never know that, you know? Everybody think that everything is just peaches and cream. Oh, he got money. Oh, man, he can fix that. Man, he had for 2 years. You had to sit down for 2 years. You couldn't sing. You
couldn't sing. Or talk. It was crazy. And if I talk, it sounded like this. What's up? Like that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, man. God definitely preserved you, and he definitely have a purpose for you and you and your brother's ministry and the group next. And man, if you guys are all still young, so I know we looking forward to more good music. Y'all got this.
For sure, man.
Aren't you a father?
Oh yeah, man. I got kids, bro. Yeah,
Kids do you have?
I got grandkids. Like what?
Whoa. How many kids you have? What's the ages?
Man, I got six daughters and two boys.
What?
Yeah, man, I got four grandkids. I got a big family, bro.
Okay, so see, people, man, we never really get the chance to find these type of things. Like, okay, so from your oldest to your youngest, what are the ages?
My oldest is 31.
Jeez.
My youngest is in high school. She graduates next year. She's a junior in high school right now, and she's a golfer. She's playing golf in high school. So I got from 30 to 16.
That's your baby, the youngest?
My baby is 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, you did the damn thing, man. I don't know what the hell I've been doing out here. I ain't even got one kid. Lord have mercy.
No, man. Hey, man, you blessed. I mean, wait.
It's a gift and a curse.
No, nothing against my kids. Nothing against my kids. But if I had to do it again, I'd probably have one or two. But it's cool. I love all my babies.
That's crazy, man. You got somebody to take care of you. I'd be feeling like, man, who going to take care of my ass? You know, I'm down thinking like, man, I'm going to take care of my mom, because Raz is he's still doing his thing. So, I spend more time with mom, because she's getting older now.
Yeah, wow. Of course.
Damn. So you got five kids?
No.
So you got a whole football team?
Man, I got a squad and a bench.
Dang, bro, that's crazy, bro.
I got six daughters, bro, and five and two boys.
Six daughters, two boys. What about Tweet? How many kids does he have?
We got four. He got three boys and a daughter.
From what's the ages?
His kids are right under mine. So his oldest son, Lil Tweet, might be 27, 20. Yeah, might be 20.
Wow.
Don't give me the line. Wow. His baby is a couple years younger than my daughter. I think his baby is in the ninth grade.
Wow. Damn. So RL don't have no kids.
RL got two kids. He got his young baby, Rory. You see her all over the internet with the red hair. And then he got his oldest son, Charles, my nephew.
Damn. So.
We got kids, man. We got families.
Yeah, but you got eight kids, man.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. I was a product of my environment, man.
Hey, it's okay to admit you was making babies to music, huh?
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. I was a product of my circumstances.
Man, that's what's up, man. That's crazy, bro. Have you ever thought about starting your own record label?
Man, I did. I dibbled and dabbled. I did it before, and I had a group signed to Def Jam with L.A. Reid, a group called Elite. that I put together. So I did that before, you know what I'm saying? Today now, I really don't have no interest in doing it because of the, you know, times have changed and it's different now. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm literally just basically preparing, you know, for retirement, bro.
Oh, that's a beast. That's a beast mode. He said, yep, this going right in the retirement account. Yep, I'll take that show. Yep, come on.
I'm literally enjoying the music again, performing, enjoying it, and just, you know, ready to sit down and chill out in another 10 years. Okay. I'm gonna stop in 10 years.
So you said retirement. So yeah. Have you guys talked about maybe starting doing the next 2.0, passing the torch, and
You know what? What's funny is I got a boy group right now that I'm actually working with. It's five boys.
I will call them next up.
I mean, you never know what they're gonna be called. I ain't named them yet, but I got five little kids. They off the chain. So they ages are 17 to 19. Five boys. Super, super talented, super incredible. That's what I'm working on right now. I wasn't even gonna say that, but that's what I'm working on.
Because you pass it, but are they talented enough to where?
Yes, sir.
You could pass the torch.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. They are.
And what's the name of this group?
I haven't named them yet.
Okay. So when are we gonna see them on stage? Are we gonna bring them out, or
We developing right now. We in developing stages.
Oh, I want to know a little more about that because I was just talking to Bri from Soul For Real. They actually he's actually working on a boy band as well. I'm curious to see who's going to bring the next boy band out, you know, and keep this R&B thing alive. You know,
hey, I'm already on it. So, hey, tell him he better come correct because mine's developed.
Hey, Bri, you hear him, man? You shot, man. Jace, man, y'all better get it going.
Hey. Hey, I'm going back, Ricky. I'm going back old school where you develop the artist. You literally, you know, develop them.
You going back to the doo-wop days, man.
Where they developed, where they can, you can put them on any stage and they can hold their own.
Uh-huh. We doing acapella and everything.
Everything. Hey, you better be able to. You better be able to. You better be able to dance, sing, all that.
So let me ask you now. I know you be working out a lot, man. What's up with your workout program? What kind of system you got going on over there, man?
Man, strictly cardio and just dieting, man. And
what type of cardio?
I'm the thick one in the group. They call me the chunky boy in the group. You talking about tweeting RL, them niggas is in shape.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm trying to be like them, but you know, I'm big niggas need love too, so I'm right here for you.
That part.
Yeah.
Dang, man. So y'all from Gary, Indiana. What, and then y'all, so y'all been in California ever since the group popped?
No, Tweet's in, so you know I live in Phoenix. Tweet is in LA. Tweet ain't leaving. He love LA. I actually love it too, but he's there and RL's in Atlanta.
Oh, RL's in Atlanta.
Yeah, y'all spread out, yeah.
Okay, down there with my nigga Chance's brother. They down there. My grandfather's up there, so now when I go see Grandpa, I could swing around. Maybe we can go fishing or something, man.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, man, for real. Damn. So, man, so are you? What's up with that solo project of yours?
Man, you know what? I got a whole solo album cut, and it's just sitting.
That's fucked up.
Nah, you know why,
bro?
Nah, let me tell you why. I'm all about my brothers, man. Like. I'm one of them artists that people have been asking me, drop a single, drop a record, drop this. And man, the truth is my passion. Yeah, I got some records, but my passion is with them other two dudes outside of me.
I respect that.
RL
did his solo shit.
Yeah, he did. But he deserves to do that. That's what he wants to do. He deserves it. But me, I'm always, I need him and RL and Tweet on side of me. I ain't getting on stage to look to the side, my right and left, and ain't nobody there.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, man, so what, May 6th, Vegas?
May 6th, Vegas, I'm going to be there, but then we got to leave. As soon as we get off stage in Vegas, we go straight to Stockton. We got a show that night also in Stockton.
Man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make the Stockton show, but man, I'm coming to the show, man. Well, I would like to come to the show. Man, if possible, man, when you come to town, man, let me know, man, so I could pull up, man, roll in with you, man. I definitely like to see you perform from the side of the stage. I never had that. I've never had that honor, man. And
oh wow,
it would be my. Out. Yeah, I would love to see that, bro, because I missed your performance last year.
Yeah, you missing out if you ain't never seen us perform.
Yeah,
still go hard in the paint.
Yeah, the songs still go hard in the paint, bro. It's like, it's, I don't feel that these artists today can I don't feel that they're making the music that's gonna play tomorrow. And then here it is three generations later, and it's like your shit's still playing, bro. It's just,
yeah, this we on our 25th year. 25 years in the game.
You know, it's like for the artists out there that just want to get their first year in the game, you know, what does it really take to get in your, to get to where you are? Like, what type of mindset do you have to have?
Man, the truth is you got to have a team around you and not yes men. You got to have a real team around you that's telling you when you fucking up, telling you when you right, telling you when you wrong. And you know what I'm saying? And somebody that's really handling your business for you. Like, I done spent millions of dollars and don't even remember what I spent it on, bro. And which is terrible, but it's facts. You know what I'm saying? I got a check for $250,000. Don't even remember what I spent. I don't even remember nothing I bought with it. So that, because, you know, as a young artist and I'm from the streets, you know, you start thinking that the money ain't ever going to leave or go away. And you sit back when you my age now and go, damn, what did I buy with that check? I don't remember. It's terrible. So if you need, my advice is have somebody around you handling your business for you, you know, and making sure you stay humble. Humble pie.
I'm going to say, I'm probably going to say I'm the last one to get my million. So, man, thank you for this story that you shared with me, and because I've heard many of them, and I'm sure not to make the same mistakes. Every dollar I get, man, I'm investing every dollar, man, going forward, man. This is the new year. I'm going to move different.
Have to. Mindset. Mm-hmm. You got to change your mindset.
For real, man. Shit, bro, man, I've spent, man, let me put my name on one of them tickets. I'm coming for the show. I would like to, please. You know, man, I just found out Naughty by Nature got a new album coming out with Next. Like
Next by Nature.
So, man, we heard it here first. I don't know where anybody else has heard it. You heard it here first on the Ricky Romance No Filter podcast right here on iHeartRadio. You heard it. Next and Naughty by Nature, you guys. The single is out right now. And
that's called That's Me.
Y'all make sure y'all get y'all tickets to see Next perform at Lovers and Friends this year in Vegas at the Las Vegas Fairgrounds. I'll see you, Mark, May 6th, bro. I'm coming. I'm going to be inside.
D-Lo said he got a ticket for me.
Yeah, just hit it. Get at me. Hit me. You already know.
All right, for sure, man. All right, well, God bless. Have a wonderful day, man, and I'll talk to you soon, man. Hey, for the listeners, how can they, if they want to get in contact with you, how do they reach, what's the best way to reach you?
At the group Next_, and then T-Low from Next, T-L-O-W from Next.
Hey, you guys heard it, y'all. This is the Ricky Romance No Filter podcast. Thanks for tuning in. All right, T-Low.
All right, bro.
Yeah. 100.
Yo, what's up? This your boy T-Low from Next, and you're listening to my boy Ricky Romance No Filter on iHeartRadio.
Come on, don't stop now. You done did it. Come on, yeah. All right, hold up.